Team means thoughts, emotions, attitudes, memory. This is our software. Whenever our team is positive, our positive biochemicals will be released in the body. So Sister Shivani will give us a deep insight how to heal our those negative team into better team. So before that, I will try to fix our hardware first, because from the morning you are listening, so I will come forward. We all have to get up and do some hardware exercise, and in the end I will blend hardware and software. Why we are doing hardware exercise? So that I can charge my God's particle, his boson, in the body, and that is flowing in our body, in the blood. And once we charge our God's particle, we can communicate to hardware better.
चले चले रे धारा नदिया, चले चले रे धारा चंदा, चले चले रे तारा, तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा,
तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा।
कहीं भी ठहरता नहीं है, जीवन कहीं भी ठहरता नहीं है, आंधी से तूफान से डरता नहीं है, तू न चलेगा तो चलते भी राह चलेगा तो चलते भी राहें, मंजिल को तरसे की तेरी निगाहें, तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा,
तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा।
ओ नदिया चले चले रे धारा चंदा, चले चले रे तारा, तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा,
तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा।
पार हुआ वो रहा जो सफर में, जो भी रुका फिर गया वो भंवर में, नाव तो क्या बह जाए किनारा, ओ नाव तो क्या बह जाए किनारा, बड़ी ही तेज समय धारा, तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा,
तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा।
ओ नदिया चले चले रे धारा चंदा, चले चले रे तारा, तुझको चलना होगा, तुझको चलना होगा,
तुझको चलना होगा, चलना होगा।
Thank you very much. You all can sit down. And now I will over to Sister Shivani for giving us how to recharge, reconnect, empower our software, and how to blend science and spirituality. Thank you very much, and all the best to Sister Shivani. I will request sisters to welcome Sister by booking.
Om Shanti. Om Shanti. Good evening. You all should have seen yourself from this side. You must take the video of this last 5 minutes with you. It was the most beautiful scene. Absolutely egoless. This was absolutely egoless, not bothered about who's seeing us, what we're doing, just being ourselves, natural. How often are we able to just be ourselves without bothering about what people think about us? I have to talk like this, behave like this, act like this, because this is how I should be. And right now, for the last 5 minutes, you were not bothered about who was looking at you. You were just flowing with what was happening, and you were just yourself. If we could do this every day, then very few people will come to you. Really, because most of us, when I was listening to the topic, and I said, blending of science and spirituality. I have no idea how to blend science and spirituality. But I was just thinking that what is the reason that so many people are coming to you today? It's probably for clearing of their blockages. And what is the reason why so many people are coming to spirituality today? Is also for clearing their blockages. The only thing happening is they're first coming to you, and then coming to spirituality for clearing the blockages. If they first come and clear the blockages, then they might not land up coming to you, because the other blockage might never ever manifest. Let's forget about all those who come to us for their healing. Let's think about our own healing. How many of us here are carrying some kind of an emotional blockage? How many of us here are carrying some kind of an emotional blockage here? Some past hurt, some resentment, not being able to forgive, anger, hatred, maybe even revenge. Anybody holding anything of this kind with them? Anyone? Malum. We can all talk only about one person, because this is one ailment where we are the patient, we are going to diagnose, and we are going to heal. So I need to ask myself, am I carrying any kind of an emotional blockage? Anyone carrying any kind of hurt inside? No one? Don't think, obviously everyone is. Forget everybody. Just think about one person. Am I carrying any kind of hurt inside? Is there anyone I have not been able to forgive? Is there anyone, because if there is hurt, means I haven't forgiven. Is there anyone I haven't been able to forgive? That's all? 5 hands? is there anything about the past which keeps coming back to me? And every time it comes back to me, it creates a little turbulence inside. Yeah. And that means these are energy blockages which I have been carrying for very, very long time. Someone said something, someone did something, maybe a wrong word, maybe cheated me, maybe betrayed me, and I say to myself, I will never be able to forgive this. And most important, I will never be able to forget this. And when I say to myself, I will never be able to forgive this and forget this, I'm saying that I'm going to carry this pain with me for... I'm going to carry this pain with me for the rest of my life. And if you understood today morning session well, so life means nothing to do with birth and death. That is only one movie. After that, costume change, next movie. Again, costume change, next movie. And which means if I don't forgive now, I'm going to carry the pain with me for this life and for... And most important, if I don't settle it with them now, then we will meet again. Now we have a choice. Should we finish it now or should we keep it for another day? Finish it now? Are you ready to do it? Now? What do I have to do to be able to forgive somebody? Because if I do it, I'm going to clean a lot of blockage here and my energy will become very nice, smooth, free-flowing. Anything that I'm carrying here, pain, hurt, is my vibration. It's the perfume that I'm carrying. And everyone I meet will get that vibration of pain and hurt from me. So if I am playing the role of a healer, I cannot be a carrier of pain. Because if I become a carrier of pain and then interacting with souls the whole day who are also carriers of pain, because anyone who's coming to you along with their family, on an average every time you're meeting 3 to 4 people who are all physically and emotionally in pain. And so every time I, who's already in pain, is interacting with another set of people who are in pain, I become vulnerable to consume their pain. And then my life, the pain factor starts increasing, stress starts increasing, irritation starts increasing. How many of you get angry once in a while? Angry once in a while? On an average, anybody angry once daily? And then when people come to us, we say, relax, be peaceful, don't get angry. Do you give that to them? Your words, your advice will hit them only if it is coming from the power of experience. If it will be only theory, and if you internally believe, but it's not possible to live without anger, and even if you say to them, relax, be peaceful, don't get angry, they will also not believe and they will not be able to do it. So if I am a healer, then I'm going to be a healer physically also and emotionally also, because people coming to me are first emotionally in pain, then physically in pain. So ready? Ready to forgive? Ready to forgive? List pe kitne log hain? Ek ya zyada? How many people do you have on the list? The names that you have to forgive? One or more than that? Why is it so difficult to forgive people? Why is it difficult to forgive people? Why is it difficult to forgive people? Ego. procedure. Why is it difficult to forgive people? Because we were not educated by our parents to forgive. Why are we not able to forgive people? What stops? Perfect. They are responsible for the pain that I am in today. They. And either they should do something so that my pain disappears, or I will continue to live in pain and blame them to be the cause of my pain. Until I blame them to be the cause of my pain, forgiveness is not possible. Spirituality just removes this one illusion. Every thought that I'm creating, every feeling that I'm creating, this is my creation. She may cheat me. She may betray my trust. She may lie to me. This is all things that they can do. Stimulus which is outside. It may be very big. Somebody might cheat me in a relationship. Somebody might cheat me in business. Somebody might do something which I can never think of. But it's all outside there. After they do what they have done, what thoughts I will create in response to what they have done is entirely my responsibility. Is completely my responsibility. So if I choose to create pain, and then how much pain, and then for how long to be in pain, this is going to be whose choice? Suppose she just comes up to me and she says, "You're useless." One line, gone. After that, I will take that one line which she has said and I will start thinking. This thinking is not done by her. What is done by her? That one line. After listening to that one line, the thoughts that I will create, how could she say this to me? In front of 1,000 people she said this to me. This is the way she talks. They call me, invite me, and then they behave like this. Whose creation? My creation. The quality of conversation that I will have with myself now is whose choice? My choice. And for how long to continue having that conversation will be whose choice? My choice. And then to how many people I should go and tell them about what she has said and have another conversation with them will be whose choice? My choice. What did she do? What did she do? Two words. You are useless. After that, who did everything else? Who did everything else? Me. But while I'm doing everything else, I say all this is happening because of? Because I started doing all this only after she hit me with those words. So I thought everything that I was doing after that was whose responsibility? Her responsibility. And because it was her responsibility, she is bad, she is wrong, she needs to change, she is the cause of my pain. And as long as I hold her to be the cause of my pain continues. And then I will, if it's a small incident, then I will show her that I'm angry with her, and I will wait for her to come and apologize. And then she will come and say, "I'm sorry." I say, "No, you haven't realized." "Why you haven't realized?" "Because my pain is still there." Then she will say it once, she will say it twice, she will say it 5 times. By the 6th time, if I start feeling a little better, I say, "Now you have realized." And this was done right from the time we were this age. Sorry, Bolo? Sorry, Bolo? Why? You created my pain. Now you come and heal it. Your words created my pain. Your sorry will heal the pain. and which means I give complete power of my state of mind to you, come control me. And after I've finished with you, then I give my complete power to her and say, come control me. Then I give it to him and I say, come control me. And very soon everybody else can control me except for. And then we will reach a stage where even strangers on the road can control our mood. Yes or no? Then we will reach a stage where even the cricketer on the TV screen can control my mood. Yes or no? Yes. And the more we do that, I am giving up control over myself, because I'm living in this illusion. My state of mind is controlled by them. Created by them, controlled by them, and therefore they need to change if I have to be happy. And therefore we continued trying to change the world. Did they change? Did they listen to us? Result, our pain went on increasing. At the Brahma Kumaris, we have a beautiful slogan. It says, when you change, the world will change for you. Try changing the world, neither the world will change, nor we will change. Pain will go on increasing. Now, if I only understand this one dynamic of the way things work, she is the stimulus, and after she has said and done what she had to, everything that I create here is completely my choice. Do you agree it's completely your choice? Do you agree it's your choice? Yes? 90% your power or 100% totally your choice? And which means, if I am sad, it is because of? I am sad because of here or here? I am angry because of? Where is the finger going to go? I am angry because of? Do it here, फिर वहाँ जाके भी याद आएगा. I'm angry because of here. I'm irritated right now because of the patient. The patient is irritating. How many of you call some of your patients irritating? Very irritating patient. Very irritating patient. Yes? Have you ever called any patient irritating? Yes. Now, we have 1,000 doctors sitting here, we can bring the same one irritating patient and make him sit for 15 minutes with every doctor. And we will check if that one irritating patient is able to create the same amount of irritation in every doctor. Do you think it will happen? But the patient is irritating, so he or she should be able to create that amount of irritation in everybody. But it doesn't happen. What will happen? Somebody will get very irritated, somebody will get mildly irritated, somebody will be very relaxed, and somebody will be very compassionate. Dependent on the patient? Dependent on the patient? No. Dependent on? So next time, we cannot say the patient is irritating. Yes, we can say the behavior of this patient. Complete the sentence. The behavior of this patient. Fill in the blank. The behavior of this patient is very challenging. What happens? I create irritation because of the behavior of this patient. So responsibility comes totally on me. Now, next time I will choose when I meet this person again. Next time, I will prepare myself before meeting this patient again, that this time I am going to meet him. Come what may, let him ask anything. Let him ask the same question 20 times. Today I will today I will not get irritated. Will it be possible if we decide that? How many of you feel if you decide it will happen? Same patient, and maybe in a more irritating manner that day he will come. If you decide today I will not get irritated for 20 minutes when I talk to this person, do you think the day you decide it will happen? How many have that faith in themselves, this will happen? Bas, yehi to karna hai. Yehi to karna hai. Before meeting everyone. Abhi tak kya kar rahe the? He is irritating, she is irritating, she does this, he does this. We gave ourselves the liberty to get angry. We gave ourselves the liberty to get irritated. And so we kept on doing it. And the more we kept on doing it, our sanskar started becoming. This morning we saw what happened to the sanskar. It became stronger and stronger and stronger. Spirituality, Rajyoga meditation, is a process of creating a new set of sanskars. We don't focus on the old ones. Let them be there. We're not even focusing on deleting them or removing them. Let it be there. We're only focusing on using another way of living. Is it possible to be an entire day in the hospital without getting angry? Is it possible to be one entire day meeting probably 20 patients, probably 3 surgeries, and of course your own staff, one entire day without getting angry? Is it possible? When all the nice patients come on that day, sometimes. When all the irritating patients come on that day, is it possible one day without getting angry the whole day? How many can do one day without anger? One day without anger. Just have the courage to at least say yes. One day without anger at work and home, how many can do that? Irrespective of whatever will happen on that day? Irrespective of whatever will happen on that day. And if I can do it on one day, if I can do it on one day, I might like it and decide to do it on another day also. Achha bhi to lag sakta hai us din. Waise kya sochte hai? Kaisa lagega us din? Hanji? Kaam hoga ki nahi hoga us din? Will the work get done if I don't use anger? Will it get done? When we know everything, we know the benefits of everything, and yet we seem to be using all the wrong methods to get work done. Today, just take up entire list of all the people whom we are holding here, saying they are the ones who hurt us. It could be a spouse, it could be a child, it could be a brother, a sister, a colleague, a friend, a neighbor, a relative, anybody. And now, just look at it from a different perspective. They did what they did. We are not going into whether it was right or wrong. It was wrong from my perspective, right from their perspective. But they did it. Now I have the choice how long I will think about them, what will be my quality of thoughts about them, and how long I will keep creating this pain and blaming them for it, because they are not creating it. They are having a good time. At least if by my creating this conversation, they were going into pain, it's worth it creating that internal turmoil. But by creating this internal turbulence, it only causes pain to me. Me. So forgive just means the past incident is over. It's over. As we understood this morning, I am a soul on a journey. And so is the other soul. Today we are meeting in this costume. Let's say two people meet and they're having a conversation, and somewhere the conversation gets a little argumentative and they'll end up having a very heated argument. and then both of them go home. After 1 week, they meet again. How will the second meeting be? How will the second meeting be? Will the first meeting have an influence on the second meeting? Yes? That means the second meeting will start with the flavor of from where the first meeting ended. The second meeting also continues to be a little negative. How will the third one be? And so the negativity will go on escalating. Till in one of the meetings, one of the two, not both, in one of the meetings, one of the two says, "Chodo abhi." Possible? Possible? In one of the meetings, one of the two people will say, "It's okay, leave it. I'm going to talk nicely to them." And what will that one person do to the meeting? What will that one person do to the meeting? Change the meeting completely. Now, how will the next meeting be? Very nice. So suddenly, in one of the meetings, one of the two people has changed the quality of meeting completely. Now look at this at a slightly bigger level. I the soul, you the soul, meet in this costume. And if there is a little negative action that takes place, maybe one cheats the other, maybe something happens. And then 10 years, 20 years, 50 years, 100 years pass. Costume change, costume change. Now when these two souls meet again, in another costume, how will the second meeting be? How will the second meeting be? Only the dress has changed. Like last time also, when we meet after 1 week, the dress changes. The meeting remains the same. Now this dress also changed, and now this dress also changed. How will the second meeting be? It will begin from where the first one ended. And now in this case, because the costume has changed, memory is forgotten, and now the second meeting will again begin with something negative happening. And now if we continue it like this, how will the third meeting be? And that is why we have people coming into our life and suddenly doing something for which the mind starts saying, "Why are they doing this to me?" The answer is, it's because I already have had an interaction with them sometime, somewhere, in an earlier costume, and this is only a continuation of that. And what they are doing to me, I am equally responsible for it. Now I only have a choice. Continue the same? Continue the same and make it more and more complex? Or this time, let me be the one to say, let me be the one to say, let me be the one to say, "It's okay. Finished. Let's change the quality of our meeting this time." Forgive becomes very easy when I understand they are not responsible for what is happening. I am actually responsible for what they are doing to me, because it's only a return of something that I have done to them before, which I don't remember. And now when I decide to forgive, I'm actually not forgiving them. By deciding to stop creating pain and creating a more beautiful karmic account, I'm actually not forgiving them. Who am I forgiving? Who am I forgiving? I'm forgiving myself. I'm not having mercy on them, I'm having mercy on myself. That from today, no more pain. Will forgiveness become easier now? Will forgiveness become easier now? I'm not forgiving them. Because even if I start thinking nicely about her, it's not necessary she is going to start immediately. So she still continues to be in pain. It's I who's decided to give up that pain. So who am I forgiving? I'm forgiving myself. There is no concept of forgiving anybody else. We cannot forgive anybody, because whoever has done whatever they have done, they will get a return of that karma. They will get a return of that karma. Even God cannot intervene and stop them from getting the return of that karma. So how can anybody forgive them? Forgiveness just means that we will not hold anything on our mind about them. This is forgiveness. Ready to do? Ready to do it? How much time would it take? Kitni der lagegi? How much time do I have to take? I just have to answer a few questions to myself. I am responsible for this interaction. I have the power to change the quality. They are doing what they have to do in this karmic account. I am creating my thoughts and feelings. I have the power to change it. It's a past incident. It's over. It's full stop. The more I'm thinking about it, I'm dragging my past into my present. If today I'm thinking about the pain that I created yesterday, while thinking about it, what will I create now? I will create pain again, which means I've got my yesterday into my today. Is it possible to stop thinking about what happened with them? Possible? Possible? It will only be possible if we will start thinking nicely for them. They had a reason for what they did. It was a past karmic account which we were carrying forward. It was an interaction between soul and soul, not brother and brother, husband and wife, father and child. No. It was an interaction between a soul and a soul. And today I change the quality of this interaction by not holding anything against them, but by understanding that they had a reason for what they did, and I choose not to think about it from today and continue giving them good wishes and blessings. Kare? Kare? If there is anybody you have not been talking to, bol chal band hai. Please start immediately. Never know when they change the costume or we change the costume. And if we change the costume before resolving the issue, what will happen? By the second meeting, the issue will get more complicated, because we will not remember why it is happening. Today at least we know the reason why it is happening. To resolve will become easier. You are here, beautiful vibration, mind is ready. Immediately after the session, phone call. Don't have to call up and say anything. Don't have to call up and talk about the past. Don't have to say sorry. Nothing. Just call up and say, hello, how are you? For me, everything is over. I'm back to normal. And they will be ready, waiting there for you. You want to try it out today? Nahi, taali abhi thodi bajani hai. Taali kal bajayenge jab aap batayenge ki aapne aaj phone kiya tha. And taali apne liye bajane hai. Nobody can. Hanji? If they are not ready, very good. Suppose you're angry with me and I've also been angry with you and we haven't talked for maybe 1 month, 6 months, 1 year. Negative energy is flowing between both of us. Now, I will call you up and speak to you as if nothing has happened. And here nothing has happened. Not sweetness here and negativity inside. I will call and talk to you as if nothing has happened. After that, it is up to you, take how much time to get back to normal. For me, I've changed. So which means, earlier it was negative from here. Now, it's positive from here. From there, take how much ever time you want. It doesn't matter. I am creating my karma. I am not going to wait for you to change my karma, because my karma gives me pain. And I am not doing it for you. When we call up people and talk to them, when we forgive people and we're nice to them, we are not doing it for them. We are doing it only for the most important person in the world. I will do everything only because it's going to help me. And when I heal myself, that will automatically benefit others. It will automatically, because my vibrations radiate to everybody. And when I hold pain, even that radiates to everybody. We always decide our actions depending on what will they do, how will they behave, and we are guessing how they are going to behave. How many of you will be able to predict how the other person is going to behave when you call up? And you know what will happen? You will call up and already create a thought, I will talk nicely, but I know they are not going to forgive. And when I create this thought, I've already sent negative energy and I'm only saying sweet words. Sweet words sent with negative vibration, result zero. So don't create a single wrong thought before calling up, because that message reaches before your phone call. Every thought that we create is our SMS, which reaches much before we've ever spoken also to them. So even now, if you're thinking about them, it's already reaching there. So be careful and change what you are thinking about them. So how many of you think you will make a phone call today? And now ready to forgive? Ready? How many ready? Ya to abhi kare ya soch le kal bhi kar sakte hain. Abhi? Haan, aaj kare, so ab, sit back. Sit back, close your eyes. Don't look at anybody now. We have only 1 minute to complete this. Look at yourself. A soul on a journey. I've met so many souls on this journey. Every time it was a different costume, a different relationship, a different interaction. Beautiful relationships. Beautiful exchange of energy. But just once in a while, there were a few relationships which created conflict. And today, I'm meeting that soul again. I don't remember my past with them. I don't remember what happened before. But now I am aware that something did happen. And what is happening today is only a continuation of what happened before. And I am equally responsible for it. It's not their fault. It's our responsibility. And today, I have two choices. Either to continue this creation of pain, or to change the quality of my karmic account with them. And I, a pure, powerful, peaceful soul, have chosen to put a full stop to the past. It's over. No more pain, no more hurt. Emerge that soul before you. And send them a very powerful message. Whatever happened between us is finished. We begin a new account today. and as I send vibrations of love and understanding, compassion to them, I am changing my quality of karmic account. My blockage is getting cleared. Love, my natural sanskar, blocked for so many years, has now started flowing naturally. I'm comfortable, at ease, harmony with myself and with them. Shame.